Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Cuomo walking into his daily briefing today bearing gifts.
It will punctuate the expiration of the emergency that we have been in.
Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. The New York state of emergency, which went into effect in April of last year, expires tomorrow, and it will not be renewed. The governor says with the vaccination rate up and the COVID rate down, there is no need for it. And then the really cool part, he announced that we're going to honor our heroes with a monument that'll open on Labor Day down in Battery Park. So this is to make sure New York City remembers what happened during COVID.
Part of saying thank you is the honor. Part of it is making sure it doesn't happen again and we learn the lessons of the past. This Labor Day, 2021, a couple of months, New York State is going to open the Circle of Heroes Monument to essential workers.
The Circle of Heroes, like that. That monument will be marked by 19 maple trees with an eternal flame in the middle. Well, ranked choice voting means the results of the city primaries aren't known yet. Mayor de Blasio says there's a long way to go before we know who won the Democratic primary to replace him.
The voting's over, but now the counting begins. So obviously, three candidates in particular, Eric Adams, Maya Wiley, Catherine Garcia, in strong positions. The count now will go on. Now, let's be clear. Absentee ballots have to be counted. Ranked vote tabulation next week. Full certification July 12th. So we got a ways to go here.
Somebody tweeted me, Larry Mullins, how come you never say anything about Andrew Yang? Well, he conceded last night, so he's not in the race anymore. Anyway, Adams leads with almost 32%, Wiley second at 22%, and Garcia has close to 20%. Curtis Sliwa won the Republican mayoral primary. As for the Manhattan District Attorney's race, Alvin Bragg has a narrow lead over Tali Farhadian Weinstein. Six other Democrats are seen as too far back to have a chance, even when the absentee ballots are counted. If he wins, Bragg would become the first African-American to hold the DA's office here. Less confrontational, more conversational. Cops learning new de-escalation techniques now. Here's Juliet Papa.
Chief of Training Kenneth Corey says officers will be learning how to step back, defuse, de-escalate.
While the main focus is on people in crisis, these same skills get applied to somebody who's argumentative, perhaps on a traffic stop.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says this dovetails with the month-long pilot program underway in three precincts in Harlem, where mental health teams are responding to emergencies.
I think 15% of the calls that came in did not require a police response.
He says that's getting further review. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins News.
And Wins family, you know, for the longest time, police officers have said, you know, when we get called out on a call in a neighborhood, domestic or otherwise, we have to be a juvenile detention officer. We have to be a dog specialist or wrangle animals. We have to be a mental health officer. So now they're coming up with programs to allow them to learn more about those de-escalation techniques when they come upon cases like that, which makes sense, I suppose. The city is making in-home vaccinations, meantime, for COVID available to everybody and anybody who needs it. Mayor de Blasio making that call today.
We're expanding in-home vaccinations, for anyone who wants one. This is really important for folks who are ready, have not yet been vaccinated, but for whom it's been a challenge to get to a vaccination site or they haven't been sure.
That vaccine, that life-saving vaccine, is now available right at your doorstep.
You can go to nyc.gov/home vaccine. Let me repeat that. nyc.gov/home vaccine to find out more. Officials have been offering the service to homebound residents, but now they're expanding it to entice more people to get a COVID shot.
On friendship to them. They're riding.
The Rent Guidelines Board voting tonight, deciding on possible increases for the city's 1 million rent stabilized apartments. This year's range is a 0 to 2% increase on 1-year lease renewals and a 1% to 3% increase on 2-year leases. Vito Sinarelli is vice president of communications at the Rent Stabilization Association, telling 1010 Winds help is needed.
Over the last 8 years under this current administration, property taxes alone have increased by average nearly 6%. And the average rent guideline increase under this administration has been under 1% at 0.75%. So the guideline increase doesn't even come close to touching the increase in property taxes alone that property owners have seen.
Robert Desir is a staff attorney for the Legal Aid Society with two words, please. He tells us what's really needed is another rent freeze.
Unemployment has risen, that wages are down, that many are facing eviction, many are facing increasing costs in the light of stale incomes, loss of income, and it's becoming increasingly difficult for people to pay the rent as their incomes don't keep pace.
So the public hearing on the rent increases starts at 4, goes to 7 today, with people on both sides offering virtual testimony. You can watch it on the recent Rent Guideline Board's YouTube channel. It's called the Back to Normal Index and is showing that while several states' economies have fully recovered to their pre-pandemic strength, New York isn't one of them. Nope. In fact, it's the worst performing state in the nation. The index created by CNN Business and Moody's Analytics shows the U.S. economy as a whole 93% back to normal as of last Friday. The Empire State lagged at just 83%. Compare that to where New York was before COVID hit. Back in 2019, it had the third strongest economy in the country, lagging behind only Texas and California. It's called the City Cleanup Corps, and it's hiring. Mayor de Blasio says they want 10,000 New Yorkers to do everything from beautifying public spaces to power washing sidewalks, even creating community murals.
Anyone interested, if you want to help New York City right now, if you're looking for a good job, if you're looking for opportunity, go to nyc.gov/CCC. Join this extraordinary group of New Yorkers who are making a difference. I was with one of the CCC teams in Brooklyn last month. It was wonderful. The pride they took in the work, the thank yous they were getting from community members, the impact they were making.
The City Cleanup Corps also works to community groups to clean up their neighborhoods. New York Democrat Richie Torres wants Congress to condemn state legislation around the country that's targeting the LGBTQ community. Some of those bills ban transgender youth from school sports teams that align with their gender identity. Others concern restrictions on medical care. Richie telling NBC News his resolution would make it clear that Congress denounces the rise in anti-trans legislation and hate crimes and that it will pursue legislation that protects the trans community. Stonewall Inn isn't serving certain brews this coming Pride weekend. Co-owner Stacey Lentz says they're protesting political contributions made to politicians who back anti-LGBTQ legislation. Lentz telling Wednesday they took a look at their suppliers. Anheuser-Busch cites its 22-year partnership with GLAAD and notes its perfect score from the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index for LGBTQ equality. Company adds it also backs candidates who support the industry, the beer industry, that is, and the millions of jobs that it creates.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.